We'll take a 10-minute break. It's 12. You ready? We are back on the record at 12:33 p.m. All members of the board who were here prior to our pizza break are now returned. We have one case left. Case number 7, 21-698. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Attorney Cynthia Isalis, and I represent the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in this revocation hearing, and my witness is Officer Susan Flannery of the Meriden Police Department.
Thank you, Counsel. Would you like to make an opening statement?
I'm going to forego an opening statement today.
Right. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. Basically, I'm here today to have my pistol permit license reinstated. That was revoked in 2021 when I reported it stolen with the Meriden PD. As soon as I discovered it, I called them. A ticket was issued that I had to appear in court. I was given community service, which I completed. That was in September of 2021. It was nollied after I completed the community service. Since then, I've done everything possible to protect any firearm that I have, because the reason I got the ticket, the reason it was revoked, was failure to storage. So since then, I've gotten 3 safes in my home, 1 for the car. Obviously, I haven't carried since. I've gotten an ADT system installed in my house, the Ring. The job I was at, where I believe it was stolen, was instituted cameras all around the home, which I actually have pictures of, which I think you guys probably would have wanted that earlier. But that's essentially it. My opening statement.
Thank you, sir. Counsel, you may proceed.
Officer Flannery, would you please state and spell your name for the board?
Officer Susan Flannery, last name F-L-A-N-N-E-R-Y.
And where are you currently employed?
City of Meriden.
And what do you do there?
Patrol officer.
And how long have you been employed as a patrol officer?
13.5 years.
And were you working as an officer in the Meriden Police Department on February 5th, 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your position at that time?
Patrol officer.
Okay. Were you also a field training officer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you dispatched to a call regarding a larceny?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you working with another officer that day?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was that the officer you were training?
The recruit, yes.
Okay. And the alleged larceny involved the theft of a gun?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you describe for the board where you were dispatched to?
I was dispatched to, later to find out, it was like an alternative living center for like mentally challenged. With it, he actually was working, and he pretty much explained to us that he had a gun inside a box. It's a Glock box. They actually come in that, in the back of his gym bag, in the back seat of his car, in the front seat. And he went to work that day. When he pulled it out, he realized it was light, opened it up to find that the Glock was missing along with a magazine.
Okay. And then looking over to my right, is the gentleman sitting to my right the appellant who called that day, the complainant?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you indicate that he had the gun case inside of his gym bag?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what else did he describe for you that he had? How was the gun secured?
So he has like a cable lock that goes through the barrel. He stated that was on that inside of the box. It was inside a gym bag behind the seat of the driver's seat. And his vehicle was unlocked, but unknown when it was actually taken, because he had gone 2 or 3 days without noticing it.
Okay. And when you say 2 to 3 days, did he let you know when he was he able to confirm the last time he actually saw the firearm?
I believe it was about 2 or 3 days ago in his gym bag.
Okay, 2 to 3 days before the incident in his gym bag.
Yes.
Okay. And where in the vehicle exactly was the gym bag?
In the rear, behind the driver's seat.
Okay. Very good, very good. And when you learned all of this information from the appellant, what did you do?
He also stated that he possibly might have left it either somewhere between home and the gym and his work. He said he couldn't find it at home. He said that we went to the gym on Broad Street in Meriden. We actually went there, reviewed all the video surveillance from the gym, but the way the angles of the camera were, you couldn't see his car or if it was taken out of there. And I don't recall ever having video surveillance, as he stated, at the institute or at the home, to show his car being in the driveway at any time.
Okay. Do you remember whether appellant indicated whether his vehicle was locked?
He stated it was not locked.
Okay. What did you do next after your in the course of your investigation?
In regards to just looking at the surveillance, we didn't find anything. We ended up issuing him a summons for unsafe.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. for the gun being unsafe in a open vehicle.
Did you later become aware that the appellant had lost multiple weapons or multiple firearms?
Yes, when we ran his permit, it said that he had two more registered to him. And when we asked him in regards to those two, he said that they had both been stolen, one about 2 years prior, one about 5 years prior. One out of Cheshire, and I believe the other one was North Brantford or North Haven. I'm sure exactly.
Okay. And to date, are you aware of the appellant's firearm having been recovered?
None that I know of. Only one was recovered. When we ran through dispatch, one came back out of Cheshire, but the other one I think was not ever found.
Okay. Very good. I don't have any further questions.
Sir, do you have any questions of the witness?
I guess. The one question she is right when I said about the video, but when my opening statement I meant to say it was the cameras were instituted after that fact, so she's correct with that. But no questions.
Yeah. Does the board have any questions for the witness?
The one gun that was recovered, do you know anything about the circumstances?
No, sir, it was a different town that had that case. It just when you ran it, it stated that it was located, but.
Because you don't know whether it was recovered at a crime scene or
no,
just,
sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Questions? Counsel, any other witnesses?
Same thing as before. If the appellant intends to testify, I will cross him. Otherwise, I will call him as my witness.
So are you going to have anything to say to us on your behalf?
Sure. Basically, your question, was it recovered? Yes, it was recovered. I spoke to the officer in New Haven where it was discovered or found. It wasn't used in a crime or anything like that. But it was. I was actually at North Haven Health and Racket in North Haven. And when you hang your keys up, they don't do it anymore, but you hang your keys up when you walk in, people were stealing keys going into cars. That gun was in my trunk, but whoever stole it, which I think they did find out, that gun was stolen. They had 2 hours to kind of go in my car, and everything was stolen, my radio, a bunch of stuff, my wallet, everything. The other thing I was going to say is when you said it was in the back seat, you were correct when I did make that statement. Going back, looking through everything after I got my ring, my ADT, all this stuff after the fact, when this gun was stolen, I have a stepson who has been in and out of jail, which I don't know if you remember, I told you that I thought he could have done it, but then I said, it's no way he did it. So either way, when I looked at the camera after the fact, when I institute all this equipment around my house, I found out that he was going through our cars, checking everything, taking stuff out, and again, he's had a big criminal history, so I didn't want to accuse him of that, but he's been in and out of jail. He's actually out. But either way, we put him out of the house because I'm married. I have 3 kids. This is my stepson who is no longer living with us. But he's no longer in our home due to the fact that he's been stealing from us for years and we didn't even know. After seeing this, we figured out it could have possibly been him. What else was I going to say? But I think that's it as far as that.
Attorney Sales?
Yep. So, sir, can you confirm for the board, was this the third firearm that went missing and or stolen from your possession?
Correct.
Okay. Can you explain, and I think you did just now to some degree, but can you just explain further for the board the circumstances around the two other thefts?
The first one was the gym, where I explained where they took the keys. The second one was at my home. I reported to the Cheshire PD immediately. I live in Cheshire. Reported to the Cheshire PD. They did a surrounding homes. Did they see anything? My back window was broken out. They did a report. That gun was in my trunk in a lockbox, which I have pictures of all this stuff that I've done for, since then. And those were the two instances that you're referring to.
Does the board have any questions, the appellant?
I do. Could you clarify, so all three weapons were stolen out of a motor vehicle?
The third one, the one in Meriden, I don't believe so. I believe it was my stepson who actually took it. Because mm-hmm. when you said it was behind the my bag was behind the seat, it was. But I always keep my bag in the trunk. So I know it wasn't back there. But I think maybe, again, he took my bag out, went through it, got it, you know, because he had access to the keys. Mm-hmm. And that was in a lockbox. The lock, the box was gone.
But the bag was in a motor vehicle rather than in your home.
Right, the last one, yes.
Okay.
And but the first one, again, was at the gym. They had access to my keys. That was in a lockbox, in the trunk. They took everything. Mm-hmm. The third one, my window was smashed out again in a lockbox. The chain that I connect to the trunk, mm-hmm. that was cut, taken out. So again, it's a random occurrence where someone will steal your radio, your change, or whatever, but to go in your trunk, it's like someone knows. So again, we figured out that it was probably my stepson. But I can't prove it. You know?
What's your sense now about storing weapons in your car?
I never again. Never again. Not my car. My home, I have no problem with. Again, I have pictures of my three safes. I have a lockbox for the car, but again, I can't carry, so I don't keep it in. I would never keep it in a car ever again. That's just me.
Thank you. Other questions?
So the incident in Cheshire,
mm-hmm.
that would have been October 2016?
I believe so.
I have the reports,
yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So how did that occur again? Because I'm just trying to straight, because reading the police report,
mm-hmm.
It seems like you just noticed it when you opened the trunk and noticed it was gone. You went to the Mohegan Sun, parked in the parking garage,
yeah.
Left there, 10:10, and then it says October 10th, 0700 hours, you went to his car, parked in his driveway, facing east, the garage, to go to work. You opened the trunk to put his bags in, you noticed the case and gun were missing.
Right.
Then 3 days later, that's when you reported to the police?
No, it wasn't 3 days later. It was immediate. Because what happens is when you... In my driveway, you can park to the right, the okay, driver's
was,
side.
Was there any forced entry into your
Yeah, car? No, the window was broken, which I...
Okay, I'm just saying, just as John said, there was no signs of forced entry into his vehicle from when he last saw the gun until he discovered it missing.
This is the Cheshire?
Yep. And I'm just saying that...
Because Meriden, yes.
No, this is Cheshire.
Okay, no. I don't...
I'm just going off the
Yeah,
report,
yeah, no,
so
I
just quite, that's
I
why it's sort of different than... Than what you related.
Mm-hmm.
Just stated the doors and trunks were always secure each time he entered his vehicle during the timeframe. However, he said there was a possibility he might have either left them unlocked or accidentally hit the trunk release button when he exited. They actually did check Mohegan Sun surveillance video.
No, you're talking about, because I did go to Mohegan Sun and I assumed maybe something had happened there prior to, and because I wanted to rule out anything that had to do with Cheshire or At Home or anything like that. Maybe it was prior to that, but they looked at that and there was nothing. But as far as being stolen in Cheshire, that's, you know, I believe it was stolen in Cheshire. But I did tell probably the officer that, you know, I went out, because I'd never go to the casino and, you know,
How long, if you can recall, from the time you noticed it missing, did you go and report it to the police?
Within, let's say, it had to be 4 hours, maybe 5 hours. I get up and go to the gym at 5 a.m. to Planet Fitness every day, so I would have definitely known if anything was broken into or anything like that prior to.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board?
Yeah, but just to clarify, so yeah. On this incident where it was taken from the trunk of your car, it does say in the report that you said the trunk was either not closed all the way or it was left unlocked.
Well, the thing is, there's a push button or a latch release. So when I went out to my car, the trunk was open. Mm-hmm. But I later realized that the window was smashed and that's how they got in the trunk. But again, it seems very odd that people are going in your trunk when they, you know, would steal your phone, your glass, you know, whatever valuable in your car, not your trunk. So when I went out, I did notice the trunk was open. So I mean, that's what the clarification would be.
Other questions?
Can I ask follow-up questions?
You may.
Based on the Mr. Appellant, so did you ever follow up with the Cheshire Police Department and tell them that you suspected your stepson of having taken your weapon?
I did, and they know him rather well throughout the town. He has a history of thefts, larcenies, in and out of jail. So they did follow up.
Did they investigate that matter? Did they, you say follow up, what does that mean?
All I know is I told them that he could possibly be a suspect, and they said, you know, they would follow up, because at that point, we were just putting him out of the house. So he was living in another part of Cheshire. As far as how much they did, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. And I believe in the report, Officer Flannery's report, I believe it says that they asked you whether you know if anybody would be interested in taking your firearms, and you said no. Is that your recollection?
That is part of it, but I did say the only person I would suspect of possibly doing that would be my stepson. But I said there's no way I thought he did it, because I was in Meriden at the time. But then later on, there was a rash of break-ins. My job literally put cameras around the home. If you remember the home, it's on Oregon Road. It's literally filled with cameras now because we had a rash of break-ins in that lot, in where I work. Cars were getting broken into across the street. The gym, my car got broken into again at the gym, maybe 6 months later at Planet Fitness. So it basically, you know, cued them to get cameras. We have sound around the home now, so it's just safer. And again, I did that around my own home with the Ring, cameras around my home to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Is that it? Sure, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I mean, that's really, really it for me.
Counsel, would you like to make a closing statement?
I would. This is three missing firearms for appellant, and the most recent incident is 2 years ago. This is not bad luck. This is a carelessness with dangerous instruments. The issuing authority believes that more times needs to go by before we are confident with the appellant holding a permit. Thank you.
Colonel, would you like to give us a brief factual?
This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The revocation is based on suitability. The revocation was based on an incident that occurred in February of 2021 in which a handgun was stolen from the appellant's vehicle while he was at a gym in Meriden. The handgun was not in a secure box or a locked area as required by the statute at the time. It was in a bag behind the front seat. The appellant did have a cable lock based on his testimony through the barrel, I believe he testified to. That firearm has not been recovered. The appellant has previously had two firearms stolen, one in October of 2016 from the trunk of his vehicle, and then another handgun stolen, I believe again out of the trunk of his vehicle in North Haven.
Comments by the board? Ms. Johnson.
I've said this in the past, and I will say that this again in this case. There are people that sometimes this responsibility is too great for, and I do feel in this case the responsibility of gun ownership is beyond this appellant's grasp. Back to you.
Other comments?
If you have a gun stolen from you, in a sense you're a victim. Okay, someone, a criminal has taken your property, you're a victim. Okay, and you've taken subsequent steps to prevent that from happening. On the other hand, two of those guns are still out there somewhere, and they were your responsibility. And it's hard for me to overlook that because I believe very strongly that with the right of owning a gun comes that responsibility to secure it. And never mind the fact that it's state law, you have to do that. You did report the thefts in a timely manner. So you're following some of the obligations under the law, but not all the obligations under the law. So it's a tough call for me, but two guns out there bothers me.
Other comments?
I struggle with holding victims accountable for criminal actions. Mm-hmm. In the Cheshire case, there seems to be a little conflicting information about how that firearm was stolen, whether there was, you know, the vehicle was actually broken into or not. Except, you know, in the Meredith case, you know, the law was passed regarding the necessity to store the firearm in a locked, some type of locked container in a motor vehicle. The appellant sort of put on notice that you need to be careful with how you store your firearms in a motor vehicle. But, you know, that's what sort of, I'm going to say, it's going to sway me in this case, in which if it had been in a locked container and they had stolen the car and then ripped the container out, I feel a different way, but that's what I'm going to base my vote on today.
No other comments? Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issue authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Oh, I'm going to be that only person again. For me, these were weapons that were stolen but secured. And I believe the appellant when he says that he's changed the manner in which he is would go forward in storing weapons, and he has taken steps to have surveillance at his home and at his place of work. So I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Chair votes issuing authority. 6-1 issuing authority. Thank you all.